Hello, everybody. Welcome to 100 at 100, research for our next century. Today's guest, Ricardo Bernal from the Department of Chemistry, and he's a specialist in proteins and protein structures. And you might wonder, well, what's so interesting about that? Well, perhaps you know someone with Alzheimer's disease or something else where the proteins have been misfolded. Ricardo Bernal is your man to try to straighten these proteins out, put them in the right structure so they behave properly. Ricardo, welcome to 100 at 100.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you do then.
Well, my interests really are in trying to figure out how proteins function in general, and particularly if there's any problems with proteins, what causes these problems. And normally it's going to be due to the fact that they have somehow lost their three-dimensional structure. Now, proteins, I suppose, are normally just a series of very specific amino acids linked together. And after they're synthesized, they have to fold into what we call a globular structure. And if they have any problems, or perhaps the protein is a little older, then it might begin to unravel a bit. If a protein is misfolded, then it's energetically very, very costly for a cell to just simply tear it apart and resynthesize it. And so it tries to salvage it by trying to refold it. And so there's particular proteins called chaperones or chaperonins. There's two different kinds. The chaperones are single proteins that help other proteins fold. Chaperonins, which are the ones I'm interested in, these are big complexes that they themselves assemble into a very large complex. The one I'm interested in forms a complex of 14 subunits of the same protein. And it arranges itself into sort of a barrel shape with two rings, with seven subunits each. And what happens is that it forms a chamber inside the complex which helps proteins fold.
So the protein will come into one side of this barrel, interact on the inside through all sorts of chemical interactions, and come out the other side or back out the front in its appropriate fashion.
Correct.
And so what are you specifically then doing to study this?
So we use two techniques. One is X-ray crystallography, and the other is cryo-electron microscopy. And these are just techniques that helps us study the molecule in three dimensions. And so we could physically see what they look like and what the function therefore is.
And you have a group of students and postdocs that are doing this. And so it's not just you by yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a research team.
Absolutely. They do all the work.
Well, thank you, Ricardo Bernal from the Department of Chemistry at the University of Texas at El Paso. And for the listener, you can go to ktep.org, and there's a direct link to Dr. Bernal's website, and you can learn much, much more. So this is Keith Pannell saying we'll see you next time for 100 at 100, research for our next century.